The Metricon post-match interview.
Birchie's just going to try and nail our Leopold Sporties player of the day for a chat. A $100 voucher, and I think we do have it. Birchie, did you go with who we discussed?
I did go with who we discussed, and you had him in the mix for a couple of different awards, but I've chosen Jake Pitt as our Steamatic player of the day. Sorry, our Leopold Sporties player of the day. My apologies.
Kingy,
you had mentioned the Steamatic, sorry, so that got a little bit mixed up in there. I was going to apologise for you being a bit cold out here, but you've got a fair bit of ice on that calf of yours. Unfortunate to go down at the end of such a good game with an injury. Can you tell us what's happened there?
Yeah, I just felt a little bit of a grab just as I took a turn, and I think, I don't know, it just, might have pulled up a bit sore after. I'm not sure really what's happened, but I think the diagnosis at the moment is probably a bit of a calf tear. But I'll get some scans on Monday and find out. I think a few of the boys thought it was a bit more severe, so not looking forward to watching the vision back on it. Looked a bit soft by the sounds, but it's not a knee, it's not an Achilles. It's probably not too bad in the end, I think. So, yeah, could be worse.
And for yourself personally, you obviously got on the end of a few of the forward entries and kicked a few goals, which was nice for you to start the season in that way, hitting the scoreboard.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we benefit from a fair few tools this year, so I think we're going to be a pretty difficult team to match up on in that regard. I think Giddo got on the end of a few really good ones early, and I think we all had little patches throughout the game, so I think it's just a benefit of having a lot of good players around us at the moment. And we all get rewarded at times, but we're just really enjoying being part of a really tall forward line. That's going to be a pretty difficult matchup, I think.
Jake, thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy. Kingy, Jason Kirsch talking to you. Just for those who are not aware, let us know what you've been doing for the last 18 months since Grand Final Day 2022.
Yeah, so I made the move up to Melbourne after 2 years ago. My partner works in the ops department, so we sort of move around a bit with her work. But got up to Melbourne last year and took a year off footy and thought I'd try myself at a bit of running, like long distance running, but wasn't very good at it. So fortunate enough for her to get placed back here in Geelong, and I was thrilled to be able to come back out and join Leopold for another season. So it's great to be back.
Buddha mentioned something about doing triathlons. Did you do the Ironman 70.3?
I had a few hopes in the works. Because we didn't really know where we were going to end up, I had a few hopes in the works to maybe do one. But I only got a little sprint triathlon in there at the start of this year in the 2xU series, and then called it at that for now, I think. So that's on the back burner. The bike's hanging up in the garage. Don't think it'll see much daylight for a while.
How hard was it watching on last year, watching your teammates from the year before go one better than 2022?
Yeah, no, that was awesome, actually. I was a bit jealous. Watching a lot of other friends and everyone playing in the finals and then through to grand finals and winning was, you always want to be a part of it, I think. But I was so happy for all of them. I think a lot of them deserve it. They've been putting in a lot of work. Buddha's been absolutely fantastic ever since he got to the club. If we go through again to the grand final, it'd be absolutely fantastic to be part of another one. I think all of these boys deserve it. They put in a lot of hard work, so it's just good to be around them.
Jake, I've done a curse, Jake. Now I'll tell you right now, you don't want to see the vision.
Oh no,
you are in real trouble. We were about to put the white sheet up at one stage.
The pole sniper.
We thought you'd got shot from the grassy knoll the way you went down. But that's okay. You did touch then when Kingy asked about the forward line. It's a different look than we've seen in recent years. Obviously, the focus has been Mitch Patton in the last few years, but now a much taller forward line. How's the pre-season gone in terms of training for that and the flow of the footy from the mids to the forwards and how the high half forwards have to press back and stuff like that?
Yeah, I think it might be a bit of a work in progress as well, but I think it's we've been playing around with a few things in the pre-season, and I think we've just got a lot of trust in our guys to go up and win it. It'll be difficult at times, I'm sure, with lots of forwards. You've got to all sort of let the other person fly, but no one really wants to let other people fly. You want to go up and get it yourself. So I think there'll be challenges along the way in that. And we've got a really big emphasis on doing the little things as well on defensive side. So really snapping into defence is a big focus of ours. And I think we've got some players, some taller players that can actually do that as well. So for what we lose in terms of being really tall, on the ground level, I think we make up for with a bit of speed and agility as well. So it's not something we're too worried about. I think we're just really excited. It's obviously a very different look without Mitch down there. We'd love to have people like him, but we've got some other really good players in there to hopefully fill that spot and make this year just as good.
Metricon has four brand new display homes at the Austin Lara, open 7 days a week, 11 till 5. Speaking with our Leopold Sporties Player of the Day, Jake Pitt, here's Matty Kershaw.
Did you have a goal-kicking coach at Leopold?
Oh, yeah, look,
he's searching. Who is it? Hitting. He's searching for another job, Pitty. I think Kershaw's going to come out here and do some work with
him. Yeah, no, we're open to anything. If someone wants to come down and give us some tips, I think, we left a few out there the last couple of rounds, or the practice match last week, and... I don't know. You've got to not sort of think about it too much. I think if you get in your head about these things, it builds and builds. So, you just got to, I guess, not think about the consequence too much. Go through your routine and, the rest will look after itself, hopefully.
Obviously, the wheel will turn and, there'll be days where you kick 25-10. Do you know what I mean? Like, that just happens as forward lines. But we're just talking then about how tall you are up the forward line. I guess on a rainy day or a day you don't match up too well height-wise, do you feel you've got the flexibility to maybe change it up and go a bit more medium or a bit more hybrid?
Yeah, I think that will be a bit of a challenge, but I think we've actually got the speed down there. Will Sheehan's really good at playing that sort of tall, small forward role, and Bill Clark's come in and done an amazing job through pre-season, been playing really well. So I'm not too worried about when it does get a bit wet. We'll obviously be able to go up and grab it still, but people like Giddo can use their body really well also, and Crossy down there when he comes forward. Really good at using their body to get it on the chest as well. So I think we'll still get looks when it does rain, but I guess time will tell when it does get a bit wetter during the season what will happen.
Jace.
That was a drum roll. That's
come on, come on. Turn to shine, Jace.
Righto, Jake. Now, these are the questions.
Hard hitting.
You might have heard from some people at the club that if you win the Leopold Sporties, we do ask you a couple of hard hitting questions.
Right.
So when you win the Leopold Sporties, you obviously get the $100 voucher to go to Leopold Sporties, which you probably own half of it anyway. Now, who from the club, if you had to take a bloke who is a really good, solid citizen, and you can't pick Marcus Thompson, okay, because he does own the Leopold Sporties, he's banned. Want to take a good bloke from the club, who would you take for a feed at the Leopold Sporties?
I reckon that'd have to be my good mate Tatey, working with him as well. He's the reason actually I'm over at Leopold. It was day after I came across from Adelaide, I had Buddha on the phone to me, and then Tatey's been really helpful through work as well, working with him as a podiatrist, I'd probably take him out to reward him for all the stuff he's done for me.
All right, that's good. Good solid
Ollie
citizen.
Tate, of course.
Of course.
A couple of Tates.
There's another Tate now, a new boy.
First name Tate.
Yeah, first name Tate. Well, that doesn't count. When he says Tate, when he says Tatey, we know who it is. And a good solid citizen he is, and carries his stuff around in an Aldi bag. I love it. Now... Reptile, bloke you would not take to the Leopold Sporties from the club, and you can't say just the team, okay?
Okay.
Who would it be? Who would you not take?
Jet Matthews.
Pitty! Jake Pitt, great start to the season, you legend!
Absolutely, round one, nailed it.
Now, can you just tell me, were you worded up about that, or did you just think he's a pest?
No, I loved it. I love Jetta. He's a fantastic bloke to have around the club. I think
you are
everyone
a legend,
needs a Jetta around the club.
Well done. Well done.
Hey, Jake, I know you've got a calf issue. You've probably got a hearing problem after we laughed.
That's okay.
Apologies if your hearing's disappeared. Fingers crossed that calf's not too bad, and we see you back very soon. We'd love to see you next Saturday. We're at Anthony Costa Oval for a big clash against St Mary's, but if not next week, we'll see you at some stage during the season. Good to see you back in the 27, and that Kyle was happy to move to 22 and take Westie's number off him too.
No worries. Thanks, boys.
Well done.
Appreciate
well done.
It. Thanks.
Jake Pitt, the Leopold Sporties Player of the Day. 100.
The Metricon post-match interview.
Voucher coming his way.